This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I think it's pretty obvious what's going to happen at the end of the season. They're going to fire Mike McCarthy. Does it really matter if they do that, though? Because as long as Jerry Jones is still involved, the same mistakes are going to keep on happening. If the Cowboys were truly being honest with themselves, and Jerry Jones was truly being honest with himself, they should blow the entire thing up. That includes, believe it or not, yes, trading Dak Prescott, leave CeeDee Lamb, move on from Micah Parsons. Yeah. They need a two-year reset, like truly a reset where they're going to kind of tear it back down, build it back up, be patient for 2 years. Promise, Jerry Jones is never doing that. He thought they were close this year. 3 weeks ago, he still thought they were close to winning a Super Bowl. They're done. Cooper Rush shouldn't even be playing. Just let Trey Lance, whose contract expires at the end of the year. That's what I would do. Play Trey Lance. Maybe he looks great all of a sudden. Then you have some more options in the offseason. I know Dak's under contract. Somebody would trade for Dak Prescott. Absolutely. I think they need to blow the entire thing up. You can bring back Dak Prescott next year with CeeDee Lamb and have a brand new head coach. They're not winning the division. They're not winning a Super Bowl next year. They need to tear it all the way down.
I know that I think maybe a year ago to the date, I brought this up again. I am dead serious, and I do not care what advantage gives the offense. Eliminate an eligible man downfield. It is the stupidest penalty in this sport. It ruins big plays all the time. I understand there's some advantage in some guy getting like 2 yards down the field. Or can we extend it? Can it be more than a yard? Can it be 5 yards? Can we like let them get a little bit further down? That Nico Collins play last night is just one of many examples in where an ineligible man downfield seems to be getting called 15 times a game between the two teams. And I'm kind of tired of it. I know it seems simple. Like, can't these teams just make the adjustment and this guy stop getting downfield? I think it's just really hard. And honestly, I don't think it does anything but like maybe benefit the defense a little bit. Who the hell cares about rules that benefit the defense? Not the NFL. Not in their entire history. They've only done things to benefit them. It is the dumbest rule in this sport, and I desperately want to go. I'm just tired of it getting called. I don't care. I don't care if they never called it ever again. I mean,
it definitely would be another rule that would go away that would favor offense and make it much tougher to play defense. I mean, there's a reason why it exists. It's if you're a defender, if we were to have Sean Barber on, I would love to hear his reaction to you. I think if you're a linebacker, what you're suggesting makes their job so much tougher. If all of a sudden linemen can be 10 yards down the field and there's no consequence to that.
It's fine with me. I mean, sorry, Barber. Sucks to be a linebacker. They don't do things to help the defense. That's not how the league works. They help the offense. We want more points.
Also, it's like there is like you can say it's oversimplifying it, but like last night, first play of the game, the Nico Collins touchdown's called back as Laramie Tunsil was down the field ineligible. At some point, like, execute better. That was a scripted play that you knew you were running all week, or at least the last couple days, to get Nico Collins' first game back. You knew Laramie Tunsil. You knew you were running that play, and you still went beyond the line. You went,
I just hate it.
Also, just execute better. Like, be a smarter football player in that moment.
You want the linemen screening the linebackers? Yes, I do.
Yeah, I disagree, man.
Yes, I do.
I disagree. I get what you're
absolutely.
Like, did I enjoy the Nico Collins touchdown? Did it suck? It got called back? Sure. But like what you're suggesting also, like at some point, I also don't want every wide receiver screen just going for a touchdown.
Can we just get
that's not fun
either. Can it be a couple more yards? Can I get a yard, two, something? It's too fine of a line.
Yeah.
Too tight of a window.
So my All-32 take is, what the heck has happened to Justin Tucker? He is by far.
That man broke.
He is by far having the worst season of his career. He's only kicking 72.7% of his kicks are good. His worst percentage up until this point was 82.5% back in 2015. He is having a horrendously bad season. I don't know if you guys saw this. He was blaming the playing surface on Sunday as well. It's not the exact take you want your kicker to have, who is a Hall of Famer, but he's really fallen off this year.
He tried to step up to Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. He got his little feelings hurt when Travis Kelce tossed his helmet to the side, and that man's never been the same.
He was already slipping
ever again.
He was slipping before that. I know if in Kansas City, it's fun to say Travis Kelce is the one that caused it, but he was slipping before. It's the end of his career. Like it's towards the end of his career, and
what happened?
He's had a great run, and ultimately now he's just not as sharp.
Should he retire after this year just for the sake? Oh no,
he's not retirement bad. He's not retirement bad. Your guy Evan McPherson should retire before Justin Tucker. Thank you very much.
I'm
he's cost you guys three games this year.
You're 100% right. But for Justin Tucker, if he keeps kicking, say he's 75 or say he's 80% next year, he has another bad season. We're not going to remember him for like the good years. Mm-hmm. I think that I don't know.
You think he's hurting his Hall of Fame chances?
No, but I think he's hurting his. I don't know if he hurts his Hall of Fame chances because he's been so good. But maybe if he keeps on kicking and he's kicking, if he kicks, if he goes 75% this year and 75% next year, I know it's rare to have a kicker in the Hall of Fame and he was great. But are we sure that he's actually going to get in the Hall of Fame again?
His problem is distance. He's six for six inside of 40. He's only missed one kick inside of 50. Or two kicks inside of 50, but man, you take him outside of 50, it ain't happening.
I think he should consider it.
3 of 7.
He's just done. I mean, as far as being the elite kicker in the league.
You know, Harrison Butker currently ranks 12th in field goals made. I guess that doesn't really matter. I only care about percentage. I don't care how many kicks he.
It's probably because he hasn't 17th. As many.
He's only made 90% of his kicks. That's good for 17th. 90%. But to your point, Justin Tucker is currently 35th in the NFL. In kick percentage made. Just one spot ahead of Evan McPherson.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.